When confronted with life's challenges, do you turn to God for assistance? Or do you find yourself falling into despair? In today's video, we will explore a letter written by Padre Pio to the superior of the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo. Stay tuned for insights into navigating difficulties with faith. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's video is inspired by an article written by Simona Marmorino, titled The Greatest Insult, available on the website padrepio.it. In this insightful article, Simona addresses an intriguing question. What is the greatest insult one can express to God, according to Padre Pio? Listen to this. On March 21st, 1916, Padre Pio wrote a consoling letter to Father Paulino of Casa Calenda, the superior of the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo, who was, how should I put this, experiencing a period of severe spiritual trial. Now, just some background information in case you were wondering why Padre Pio would write a letter to the superior of his convent when he could simply approach Father Paulino and tell him in person. Well, at this time, Padre Pio resided in the convent of St. Anna in Foggia, where he himself was experiencing physical and spiritual torments. It wasn't until September 1916 that he officially relocated to the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo. So, as I was saying, Padre Pio wrote a letter to Father Paulino offering encouraging words during moments of trial. In the letter, Padre Pio expressed, "It is quite well known to me that you are suffering at the hands of Satan, who is continually slapping you. But what then? Should you perhaps change your mind that the Lord has withdrawn from you? Never mind, my brother. It is the greatest insult that could be done to a tender spouse. He is with you. He fights with you and for you. And with such a strong warrior, you cannot doubt the complete triumph over the apostate and impure." So, according to Padre Pio, the greatest insult to God is to fall into despair, to believe that God has abandoned us in the hour of trial. Now, Padre Pio's conviction that God never abandons us stems, of course, from his personal experiences with such moments of trial. I have created several videos describing these events, but the video titled Padre Pio and the Bishop's Visit to See the Devil recounts events happening approximately at the time of writing this letter. So if you haven't already, I recommend watching it after this video. You'll find a link in the description below. Also, during this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we are offering a special incentive. For those who join and give at least £10, usually £20, you will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. So if you've been moved by our stories about Padre Pio and would like to deepen your connection with this apostolate while helping us continue producing content for the benefit of the soul, please consider joining our Protect the Children of Padre Pio program. The link is in the description below. Now back to our topic. Furthermore, the concept of God's everlasting closeness is also expressed many times in sacred scripture. For example, in the Old Testament, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Also, in the Gospels, our Lord Jesus Christ assures his apostles that they will not be abandoned after he leaves. "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." He also comforts them with the words, "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Moreover, let us remind ourselves that God is omnipresent. He is everywhere, the creator of all things and the sustainer of existence. He is not far from any one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. Now, one might ask, why does God allow trials in our lives? Well, the answer lies in our sanctification. Trials and difficulties serve as opportunities for spiritual growth, refinement of character, and the development of virtues such as patience, perseverance, and faith. Saint Catherine of Siena speaks of this in a passage from the Dialogue. I have withdrawn from you the feelings of my sweetness, not because I do not love you, but in order that you may learn to love me without the consolation of sweetness. I want you to realize that all sweetness comes from me, and to see that, without me, you are nothing. In conclusion, it is crucial to recognize that in moments of trials and difficulties, it is not God who abandons us, but rather it is we who may turn our backs on him when faced with challenges. Therefore, we mustn't succumb to despair in such moments, for Our Lady and Our Lord are always with us. In the end, we might find ourselves expressing gratitude to God for every weakness and trial. As Saint Augustine beautifully conveyed in his Confessions, in my deepest wound, I saw your glory and it dazzled me. Thank you for listening. If you've been moved by our stories about Padre Pio and would like to deepen your connection with this apostolate while helping us continue producing content for the benefit of the soul, please consider joining our Protect the Children of Padre Pio program. During this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we are offering a special incentive. For those who join and give at least £10, usually £20, you will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers.